Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back one of my regular guests, Leo Bonomo. He's an amazing, inspirational, clairvoyant medium and psychic. He's been privileged to give readings in Germany and has appeared on TV, on the Circle TV, on Channel 166, the Information Channel. In October of 2010, he did a small tour of New Zealand doing private readings and a theater booking. Among his gifts are clairvoyance, that is seeing, clairaudience, hearing, clairsentience, feeling, clairgustance, sense of taste, clairessence, which is being aware of smells. He addresses readings in varying degrees of trance when the occasions are due. He has written poetry, books, and spiritual messages by automatic writing. Some of his poems have been published in two compilation books. These are The Spirit Writes and The Joy of Peace, published by Tudor Press. He's been fortunate enough to have channeled a book directly from Spirit called Summerland, which gives explanations of passing, life on the plains, spirit possession, cot death, mediumship, and many other related topics. He also has a book of 54 poems called A Book of Thoughts. And so I'd like to welcome Leo. And Leo, once again, how are you tonight?
I'm very, very well, David, and thank you once again for that wonderful introduction. Yes, I'm very good.
You're welcome. Well, callers, we're not going to be able to get to all of you. I'm impressed by all of the people that have called in to speak with Leo tonight. You'll have an amazing experience, those of you who are fortunate enough to connect with him. But I would just like to refer you to his website, which is leobonomo.com. And Bonomo is spelled B like boy, O, N like Nancy, O, M like Mary, O. So it's leobonomo.com. His rates are very reasonable. He's given me an amazing reading that was 100% accurate concerning my mother who passed recently. And so I encourage you to take care of a full-scale reading, because you're just going to get a snippet tonight. And you can contact him through that web address. And so what we're going to do now is we're going to go to the callers. And Kimberly is our first caller of the night. So I'm going to bring you live, Kimberly. And all you have to do is announce your name. Leo does a reading without any questions. You can ask questions later. So here is Kimberly, Leo.
Bless you. Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm great. And how are you?
I'm very, very well, thank you. As David mentioned your name, I've got an image of somebody from the shoulders up. I'm seeing blonde hair, I think it's called dark blonde, parting on the right, quite stylized hair. As I'm seeing this lady from the shoulders up, I know she's alive, so hopefully I'm describing yourself. If not, it would be somebody that you should know that's certainly alive. You seem to have quite a pretty face, a well-defined jaw, and I've got, I suppose it would be called a cute nose. Am I describing you, Cindy?
not with the hair in the eyes, but I do have a square jaw. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So this should be somebody you know. This is somebody that is a different ethnic background to yourself. I'm not sure who's giving me this information. Sorry.
No.
I'm just going to have a quick listen to whoever's given me this information.
Okay.
Right. I know from what's been said that you have really been struggling to find any particular direction in life. And I'm being taken back over the last 5 to 6 months with this. So I know that you've been searching and kind of found a door closed and then searching another direction. So there has been confusion for you and lots of ways being blocked. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. I've just realised from the voice that this is a gentleman, and as I've recognised it's a gentleman, he's come forward. He's quite a big man, but he carries a fair amount of weight. I would say that this would be your dad in spirit, if not your dad, certainly your grandfather on father's side. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. I don't feel that you're a stressy person normally, but he says that you are under stress, you are under pressure. Some of that is coming from outside, but you seem to be putting pressure on yourself. That makes sense too.
Yeah.
Okay. So what your dad wants you to do is just to ease back a little bit, try not to put so much pressure. I know there are money concerns there because he's counting out coins. He says that has been there for a while, but that will begin to resolve itself. Would you understand money coming back to you in December? So this is an insurance policy or something like that, but there's money coming back to you. Would that make sense?
No, I don't know anything about that.
Okay. He's fanning out banknotes, so I know there's money coming back to you. He's taken me to mid-December, and he said that will help to ease the burden. As I'm asking for proof of that, he says you're generally a forward-looking person, quite optimistic, but that optimism has certainly been dimmed. Would that make sense to her? Okay. He's just giving that to you as a confirmation that things are going to turn out for you. Have you got any quick questions?
Yeah, the question about direction. I was accepted to nursing school, and I'm looking for extra money or how to work and go to school at the same time next year because I won't be teaching anymore.
Right. Okay. As you've mentioned that, what your dad is saying is for you to maybe try contacting doctor surgeries so that you can maybe get a job there that will help you in a small way with the nursing and get used to that environment. He says that there is a shortage of either staff to help in surgeries round where you are. I have no idea where you live, but would that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic, because he feels that because the two things are aligned, that will help you get on. Last quick question.
Yes, my son is in college, and he's not adjusting well, and I just think that he needs to move to another type of college and change his major. What do you get on that?
Your dad says definitely. I don't know what's made him really unhappy, but as I'm asking for confirmation, he said he was fine and then he just kind of went downhill very quick. Would that make sense? So something kind of, it's almost as though it fell on him.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so whatever that happened very suddenly, your dad's given you that as a confirmation. He will be fine, but he does need to change college and he does need to change his major. He will do well. He says he's a good, strong boy, so I feel he's quite tall for his age as well.
Okay. All right.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You take care. God bless you. Bye.
Thank you, Kimberly. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
You're welcome. Okay, Leo, our next caller is Kathy. And, Kathy, you're live on the air.
Hi, Leo. How are you tonight?
I'm very well, Kathy. Thank you for calling in. I know you're a very romantic person at heart because I've got somebody singing to me. I can't remember his surname. There was a gentleman from the 60s called Vaughan who used to sing. He was a British singer. He used to sing about moonlight and roses and that kind of thing. So I've got a gentleman that's coming singing that. So I know you're very romantic at heart. He says that you are slightly down. He feels that you need picking up. Would you understand it if I said that a relationship could be going better?
Yes.
Okay, because I've just realised as he's singing these romantic songs, he just wants a little bit more romance in there for you. I know that you've got a couple of questions you want to ask, because this gentleman's saying that you are dying to ask some questions. So fire away, honey.
I wanted to know which way I should go on my spiritual journey.
Sorry, the reason I'm laughing is being a bit flippant, whoever this is. He says, well, you want to go forward, of course. That's no help to anyone. We all want to go forward. I know that you're really beginning to see spirit. Would that make sense to you?
Well, they keep saying that, but I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, if you're not seeing them, it's definitely imminent. This gentleman wants you to contact people in a spiritualist church near to you. Now, he says near, by American standards, near, as I've realized when I came over, near can be an hour's drive away. It's not like England at all. But he says that you need to find a church near you to find not only like-minded people, but to really get somebody to help you improve. I know from what he's saying that you've had predictive dreams and predictive communications. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, having a lot of crazy dreams this week.
Fantastic. So he's given that to you as a confirmation, but also for you to find a spiritualist church. He keeps writing a capital S as he says spiritualist church. I get a feeling you may find a church that has an S at the beginning of the name. Okay.
Who's this gentleman? Is it my father?
To be honest, I can't see him. Now, as I've said, I can't see him. I've got a very tall, slim gentleman. Would that be your dad?
Well, he wasn't very tall. He was like 5'9".
Right.
But his name
right.
begins with an S.
Right. Okay. Well, I've actually got a tick with that. But this is quite a tall gentleman. He says that he's about 6'2", quite slim as well. Let me see. He said that your father had several jobs. Would that make sense during his life?
Mm-hmm.
Because he certainly liked to move about a bit, and I don't know whether some of that was by choice or not. This seems to be a gentleman that's connected to your dad, but it isn't your dad. I'm going to see if we can try and find your dad, because he would be aware that we're communicating. Right. I've got a gentleman step in that says he had quite an odd sense of humour. Would that be your dad?
Yeah, I would say it could be, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going to have a little listen to him. Okay. I think it's your dad. I've got to be 100% honest, he's not confirming that entirely, but he says he does have an odd sense of humour. Would you understand hearing knocks and raps in the house?
No.
Right. Okay. I'll just give you what he's giving me. He feels that you should go forward with development. He says, do join a circle at a church. It will help you enormously. He says you may begin to hear taps and raps in the house. Nothing to worry about. Just acknowledge that they're there. Part of it is helping your clairaudience, your hearing, but part of it is just to reassure you that things are going to move forward for you. I know that you've been waiting quite some time for a push as far as spiritual development is concerned. He says that time is very close at hand for you to begin. The predictive dreams, etc., they will continue for a while, begin to develop. So it's all looking good for you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much.
No problem. Good luck with that. He's just made a comment. He says that he hopes and he knows that he will see you on a platform in a few years' time. So basically what he's saying is he knows that you will become a medium and you will be giving messages yourself at church. He
wow.
says he understands that's a little daunting for you at the moment, but
mm-hmm.
he says, no worries, you'll have the confidence when you go for it. So take his great, great love. I'm not sure about the other gentleman, the tall one. He walked off, but he's just come back to send his love as well. God bless.
Okay. Great.
Take care,
thank
Kathy.
You.
Fantastic, Kathy.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Okay, have
yes,
a good you. Night.
Thanks.
All right. Our next caller is Amber. And Amber, you're live on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
Yes, I'm good. Okay. Now, as soon as David mentioned your name, I got an image of someone that would be probably about 5'2", 5'4". I do feel there's a slight... if I say depression, I don't mean depression in a clinical sense, but certainly quite down. And I'm not sure who's giving me this information, but they say that they're describing yourself. Would that make sense to you?
As being depressed?
Yes, a slight. This isn't clinically depressed, but certainly down. Would that make sense
down,
to you?
Down, yes.
Okay, and this is a lady as well. Well, she's actually written the word sister for me. Now, where are we going with that? I can't see a sister around you. Would you understand of your mum having a loss and you having a sister? Would that make sense to you? She's actually said no.
No.
Right, okay, let me see. I feel that your mum is still with us. She's still on earth. Would that
mm-hmm.
make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know whether you can ask her, because this lady's talking about being a sister. So there was a loss at some point. She says you have to be fairly careful with your mum because she's quite fragile. This is in an emotional sense. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So it may be wise actually not to mention this to her, but this lady's talking about being a sister for you, and she said lost very early. So your mum may have only been pregnant for a couple of months before this lady was lost, but she's talking about being a sister for you. I know that you've helped a lot of people, and she says that has gradually drawn to a close, and that's because you've needed to concentrate more on yourself. Would that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay. And would you also understand her saying that whilst your nature is to give and help people, you are feeling a little guilty about withdrawing that at the moment? Would that make sense to her?
Yes.
Okay. She says, you know, she's using a context of food for some reason, which I'll get to the bottom of in a minute. But she says, you know, you have to feed yourself first. You have to keep going. Would you understand that connection with food that she's giving? So I feel you're either not eating the right foods. She's actually written the word allergy for me. Ah, okay. Because spirit never give anything by coincidence. And when she used the context of being good to yourself, in that you need, you know, feed yourself first, this is why she said it. It's fair to say that she's slightly concerned that you're not eating, and she wants you to do that. She actually mentioned the word before allergy as well. So would you understand having an allergy to certain foods?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Seafood, yeah. Actually, I'm allergic to seafood.
Right, okay, because again, she's just giving that to you as a confirmation. She says that you will be able to pull yourself out of this slight depression that you have. She's actually taken me into next year. I know that's not what you want to hear, but she says Christmas dredges up memories for you. She wants you to know implicitly that you will be okay, and that you will get through this and things will pick up for you. She's actually given a name. I tend not to give names because there can be link names. This is obviously a link name. Would you understand a Robert or a Rob in spirit?
No.
Okay. He may have called himself Bob, but it's definitely a Rob or Robert or Bob name that's being given. Don't worry too much about it now, but he sends a lot of love to you because he says you need cuddling and you need comfort. He says you need heat as well. Where you live, he's suggesting that either it's cold or you get cold. Would that make sense to you?
I'm anemic, so I get cold really quick.
Right, okay, because he's wanting you to keep warm as well. Food is obviously a vital part of that. We eat and the body generates heat to digest it. So they both want you to look after yourself. You will be okay. I know that you get aches and pains here and there. He says in various parts of the body. Do wrap up. He's obviously saying prayers for you and sending you healing, and I shall ask for healing for you too. Are there any questions that you have, honey?
No.
Okay. Take their great love. Know that they're looking after you, but you have to play your part. You need to keep warm and you need to eat. You take their great love, honey, and I'll say prayers.
Thank you.
God bless, Amber.
Bless you.
Bye.
Oh.
Okay. Well, the next caller is Lisa. And Lisa, you're live. Lisa,
hi, Lisa.
Can you hear me? Well, let's try
one
more. Okay.
I had the mute
there you
on.
Are.
I was racing to take the mute off because I didn't want anyone to hear me in my bathroom washing my hands.
Oh, okay.
I forgot I put the mute on and I was getting it up with you guys.
Uh-huh. Well, we got you. So there you are.
Oh, my God. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Right. I have a fairly tall gentleman with you, Lisa. He's around 6'8", 6'9". There's a little bit of weight there. Like yourself, a very, very jolly gentleman. He's got a lovely sense of humour. As he's talking, he's telling me that you've had an interesting life. He seems to find that quite funny. So I've no idea what he means by that, but would that make any sense to you?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, I've no idea what he's talking about. He's talking about congratulations on the new purchase. So there's something that you've wanted, he says, for a little while that you finally managed to get hold of. Would that make sense to you as well?
Well, Yeah, probably. I'm trying to think, you know. Yeah.
He says it's something small, but he says it is something that you are happy with. If it doesn't come to mind straight away, please don't worry about it.
Actually,
I know that.
Yeah, does come to mind. Something does come to mind. Yes.
Fantastic. I know that you're into cooking and cooking cakes because you show me lots of different types of cakes. You seem to be very creative in the way that you can decorate them because you show me the plain cake and then there's all kinds of icing and things going on. So would that make sense to you?
I like to fiddle-faddle in the kitchen. So I'm pretty inclusive of a lot of different things, yeah, and I sometimes get creative with it, you know.
Okay, it's just making me laugh because he says sometimes. Okay, have you got any questions at all that you'd like to ask, honey?
Yeah, well, I'd like to ask about him, how, you know, what's going on with him.
Okay, he says that he's very, very happy. He says he's now settled down. I know that's a strange thing to say, but it does imply that before he passed, and certainly he says in the last few years of his life, so he's talking about the last 3 or 4 years, that he was very unsettled. He says spiritually as much as anything else. He's actually showing me different houses, so would you understand him having moved accommodation as well?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. That's why he's referring to that phrase of he's settled now. He likes the way that you've changed yourself. He's talking about your hair. I think he means style as well as colour, but I certainly feel that you've changed colour. Would that make sense to you?
I just recently got a haircut.
Right, okay. Okay, let me see. If we go back a couple of months, would you understand him saying that you changed the color as well? Because it's kind of.
You know, I did. That's right. Yeah, and it's growing out.
Yeah, because
he's kind of
insisting on that. Yeah, he was kind of insisting on that. He's quite a pedantic man. I think what he knew, he kind of stuck to and would be quite insistent with it. Okay. Where are we going? He's showing me a car. I think you call them muscle cars in America. He's showing me. I am a man. I'm not really into cars as long as they go and get me from A to B. That's all I care about. But he's talking about a specific car that would have been, he says, the love of his life. So would you understand him being into cars and having, he's just giving that to you again as a confirmation. He says you need to know that he still loves you very much. I get the feeling that this is more than just a love connection. There's something quite intense there. Would that make sense to her?
Like I don't know what like a spiritual connection.
I get the feeling that he loved you a lot while he was on Earth. There's a real strong connection there, and obviously there's a spiritual connection now that he's in spirit. But I think his exact words are, "I couldn't have done enough for you while I was there." This feels like a father link, but a very intense love and caring for you. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. He says you're not entirely sure. Okay. But there's certainly a great connection with him now, but certainly while he was on Earth. Have you any questions at all?
Does he hate me?
he says no. Again, he goes back to an intense love. It's quite interesting that he's brought up love and you've brought up the opposite.
Well, because I have memories, you know, of... And I used to tell him towards the end, I said, if you really love me, you would do better for yourself. Because he would always tell me that he loved me.
Right, okay. So I can understand why you've kind of replied with that. There was certainly no hate there. He does describe himself as a weak man at times. So I think, again, he goes back to he wanted to do more for you. So I think there was an inability in one sense or another for him to perform as he wanted and as you wanted as well. I mean, he's actually written the word addiction as well. So would that make sense to you?
That was what it was all about.
Right, okay, so he's just giving that as a confirmation. Sometimes, you know, the mind is willing, but the body just can't follow. And I really get the feeling of that. And I think this is why he was trying to give an intense sense of love, in that he wanted to do what was best, but was just unable. Okay, any last questions, honey?
Well, you know, I know this sounds heartless and cruel, but I didn't want him to love me anymore. I just wanted him to love himself.
Yeah, it doesn't sound heartless. He says he completely understands what you mean. He says what you have is an unselfish love. And you wanted him to do the best for himself. Again, he says that he performed very poorly. There was an inability there. And whatever addiction it was that was there, not only ruled his life, but he says also ruled his passing as well. So there was a, I think he was very sad that he couldn't help himself. Addiction was there. Sorry, honey.
I don't want him to be sad anymore. You know, it's just, I want him to take all that love and love himself and be free.
Yeah. Well, he is now. He's wanting me to explain something to you. When they come close to communicate with you, they do put on the old... it's like putting on an old overcoat. They put on the emotions, they put on the feelings and the understandings of when they were here. And he says, whilst he's expressing himself in that way for purposes of identification, so you know who he is, he has changed. He is happy. He's very much supported. There's a lot of family around him and you. I'm literally seeing hundreds and hundreds of people that are there with him. So he says, whilst he's expressing this to let you know, it is him. In another sense, he's changed enormously. There is that love there. So it's just so. He says if he come through bouncing and beautiful and happy and wonderfully fit, you wouldn't necessarily recognize him. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, but you know everything you said about the hair color and all that. I forgot about the hair color because it's growing out.
Yeah.
There's still tinges of it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, you know, he gives that information so you know. But of course, when he's giving other things or you're asking things, those memories of how he was and how unhappy he was and stuck to the addiction, those come back for him as well. But he says it comes back so that you know that it's him still, but they've all gone. He's in a much better place. He's actually showing me you smoking. Oh, bless you. Would you understand smoking? He's showing me you smoking, but stubbing out the cigarette. I have the feeling that you don't want to smoke. Would that make sense to you?
Oh, no, I haven't smoked for, God, decades.
Okay. I've slightly misunderstood what he was giving me then. He showed me you stubbing it out, so I thought you were trying to give up, but obviously I got that mixed and you have given it up. He says that that's wonderful that you fought that and you're in a better place. We have so many callers, honey.
Yes, yes.
Take his great, great love. Mine too. I know things will pick up for you. He says they need to. And he says they will. So I'll say prayers. God bless.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless.
No
Lisa.
Problem at all.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
Good
you.
Night.
Good
You're
night.
Welcome. Okay, our next caller is Cindy. And Cindy, you're live.
Hi there.
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Okay. I've got a gentleman here. They mostly seem to be gentlemen tonight for whatever reason. Again, fairly tall. I see brown hair. There's almost a touch of red in it. The hair's combed up and back. Now, for some reason, he's shown me. Have you seen the Batman film? And, this is going to sound terrible, actually. You know, the Joker. So this man was a bit of a joker, but obviously in the recent Batman film, the Joker is quite twisted, wasn't he? This gentleman wasn't twisted, but he was a joker. Okay, now. He showed me a street and I've got a block and as I've gone along, I've turned right. So you have turned a corner in your life and he says it's about time that change had been made. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
And he says you have a real sense of freedom in making that decision. He says the fact that you have been strong enough and willing enough to make that decision shows that you have mentally got stronger, and he's very pleased about that. He says it took some effort not just to make that decision, but to carry it out. It's interesting that he's used the words mentally you're stronger. I do feel that you have been harassed or he's actually used the word coward. So I feel second. If I said that there's a sense of bullying from years ago or a weakness or being easily influenced, would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Because he's talking about this mental change that you've had and turning this corner. He's so pleased for you. He says you have learned to speak up for yourself. He says that there is still some work to do on yourself in that regard, but you have made a monumental effort to make that change. He says he couldn't be prouder of you. He keeps writing the initial D. Would you understand this gentleman with an initial D?
Did you say B as in boy? Or D?
No, D as in Derek, for example.
Oh, okay. No, I can't think of it right now.
Not to worry. He keeps showing me all different kinds of clothing. This is a gentleman that would have his own style. I do see some bright colours there as well. Don't worry about that for now. I know it will come to mind. Okay. Right, what's he showing? He's showing me a necklace of some kind. I feel that these are crystals, but they're cut. They're faceted, but they look like faceted beads. So would you understand a necklace? I think it's crystal
yes.
that he's describing. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's giving that to you. Right. I feel that necklace was bought for you. I don't think you bought it yourself because he's talking about it having been a present. And for a second, I thought he meant that he'd bought it for you, but he didn't. But that necklace was a present. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And he says it's very precious to you for a number of reasons. So I think monetarily, it isn't that expensive. always said to me, change that. Okay. So was it fairly expensive? I really hate to ask questions.
Oh, no.
Oh, right. Okay. I think perhaps it means precious then in other ways. Have you got any questions at all you'd like to ask?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Let me just see. Right. He wants you to know that Christmas is going to be fine this year. It sort of implies that it hadn't gone exactly to plan last year, although he finds that amusing. So I think whilst it didn't go to plan, it was still a very happy event. He's saying in quite a stressed way, but humorous, invite people round. So would you understand either not having many people round last year or needing to just be surrounded by people?
Oh, maybe I just need to bring more people in my life around Christmas time, yes.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. Okay. Right. He is showing me a beach ball. Where am I going? I think you need to have a holiday. Because I've asked him whether you've gone away this year. He's gone, well, yeah. But I think even though you've gone away, it wasn't a rest. Would that make sense to you?
That's absolutely true.
And he says he wants you to be good to yourself. You need to spend a bit more time on yourself. He's talking about being pampered and maybe going away for a spa weekend or spa day or something like that. He says it's not so much to cheer you up, but it's just to make you feel good, because he knows you're a very jolly person. He says somewhat like him, so I know that you have a good sense of humour and you find humour in lots of situations, that he just wants you to be good for yourself. He said you will find someone to begin to share your life with. So I know you have no partner at the moment. He's actually talking about February or March. I know that seems a long way away, but he says you need to find the right person, and we're doing our best to bring someone to you. So would all that make sense to you as well?
Oh yeah, that's totally true.
Fantastic. Okay. This is a very curious thing. I get confirmations in all kinds of ways. I'm seeing shoes on your feet, but they're slightly big. They're like half a size too big. He says you like to have room in your shoes. So you don't like tight shoes and shoes that he says can be awkward. I'm glad you're laughing at that, because he found it very funny and I wasn't quite sure whether there was a personal joke there or not. So, but fantastic. Okay. Right. He's wanting to go, but he's just mentioned Diamond Jubilee. So there is someone close to you that has Diamond Jubilee. Would that make any sense to you?
I can't think of anyone right now.
Okay. He says it's a close friend. Take his great love, honey, and mine, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay,
take care. Bye.
Good night, Cindy. God bless.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, our next caller is Regina. And Regina, wait a minute, where are you? I lost her. Okay, Trish is next. Trish?
Hello.
You're live.
Yes,
hi
how
there.
Are you?
Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm well. I'm looking forward to a reading from you.
Oh, and just
fantastic.
To let you know, yeah. I did find Regina. So, Regina, you'll be next. Go ahead, Trish.
Ah, brilliant. Right. I've got to admit, I'm slightly confused now, Trish. As David introduced Regina, I got an image of an island, and I don't know whether this is an island off the States, but it stuck there when you came on. So I'm a bit confused as to whether it's Regina or yourself. It could apply to both, of course. Would you understand an island connection with either your family? Would that make sense to you?
No, it's probably for Regina.
Right, okay. Thank you for that. Okay, let me just see. I'm seeing pencils being sharpened and all being put very neatly together. And this is a bit OCD, so I apologise for this. As the pencil's been sharpened, it's obviously shortened it slightly. And I'm seeing someone lining up the pencils and sharpening them all so that they're all exactly the same length. I feel that you are a very neat person. I feel that you like the T's crossed and the I's dotted. And I feel that you like to have order in your life. Perhaps not to the extent that's been shown to me in that example, but I know you like your life ordered. Would that make sense?
It does.
Fantastic. And would you understand that it's in from the example that we're talking about, it's in disarray at the moment?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Would you understand two people having caused that disarray? I think these are both ladies. He's shown me two ladies. There's a bit of difference in height between the two of them, maybe 3 or 4 inches, but they seem to be the cause of the disarray, or if they're not causing it, they're certainly not helping. Would that make sense too?
It's actually two gentlemen.
Right. Okay. That's interesting. That's interesting. I get a work connection with that. Would that make sense to you as well?
It's a side project. You could consider it work, yeah.
Ah, okay. Okay. I feel that they're quite strong characters, but I feel that because you have great ideas and you have a precise way of working, it's as much that they object to. Would that make sense to you?
It would.
Okay. Now, Spirit don't usually make comments or judgments in that sense, but I'll tell you exactly what this gentleman's saying. It does sound a little bit unkind, but he says, don't worry about them, ride roughshod over them, do what you need to do because you need to make that project work. I get the feeling that you're in charge of the project. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would.
Okay, and he says, look, you know, they're wasting time. It's not really constructive what they're saying. Just do what you need to do. It will be a success. I know that you've got a lot of experience in projects, and he says that he feels the frustration that you've got because you understand what's needed and how to achieve it. They don't seem to, but they do feel they've got all the great ideas. So that makes sense as well.
When do you see this kind of getting resolved?
Okay. Now, he says most of that is up to yourself. I do feel there's a deadline. I can't seem to go further than 4 to 5 weeks ahead. So it needs resolving fairly quickly. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, it sure would.
Okay, so he says the timing essentially is up to you. You have a strong hand in it. But he says if you feel you need to explain to them one more time why it's got to be that way, then do. But he says just make that decision. I know it will go well. He said there will be some reflected glory for them. So I think that they will kind of suck up the limelight once it's gone right. But there is a need for you to take charge. I don't know how much you know about these two gentlemen, but this gentleman here says, you know, they haven't got as much experience as they might have intimated. So would that make sense to you as well? Because you said you picked up on that very quickly.
I did, yeah. Actually, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, so he says, you know, if they won't take a guiding hand, then do what you need to. It'll still look good for you, and it will kind of teach them that maybe they need to listen at times. I think they're just full of their own ideas and want to get it done. They don't see the pitfalls. That's what this gentleman's saying. They don't understand, and they don't see the pitfalls. Have you any questions, honey, you'd like to ask?
No, I think you've answered them. I truly appreciate it.
No problem at all. I've been trying to find out who this gentleman is. I can't see him. I can only hear him. There's nothing sinister in him standing back, but he sends lots of love. Would you understand, he's given, it may not be his name, but he's given the name of John, and he says there is a lot of love from John. Would that make any sense as well? That actually may be a middle name.
I wouldn't understand John, but I'd understand Joe.
Right. Okay. Okay. Do think about John, because he said, no, it's John, not Joe. So I'm sure it will come to you, honey. Take his great love and God bless.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bless Good night, you. Trish.
Thank
Glad
you.
Glad we got. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, Regina, I'm coming for you. Okay, Regina, you're alive.
Wait. Hi, David. Hi, Leo. So great you found me here in the ethers.
Yeah. Or jogged around a little bit on me. I don't know what that was about. But
I was away
are.
On my own special island.
There you go.
Ah, right. I'm glad you said that, because I was just waiting for something to come through and there was a complete blank. And I'm thinking, that's not good. And as you've said, island, yes. Would you understand a connection with an island? It's not way out. As I'm seeing images, I'm seeing it fairly close to shore. So this seems to be something that may be a few hundred yards offshore, or certainly well within sight. Would that make any sense to you?
Well, I've been thinking of a person on an island, so perhaps he's on your island. It's over in England.
Ah, right.
I don't know.
No,
you know. No.
Yeah, this isn't that kind of connection. Let me say. Right. Okay. Would you understand a European connection with your family?
Ireland, uh-huh.
Right, okay. I can be a bit thick, Regina. When he's
okay.
showing me an island, I'm thinking of an island, when in fact it's Ireland.
Ireland.
All have off nights. Yeah, I get it now. I get it now. I can hear laughter here. So then, okay, fantastic. Right, okay. He says you need to be more proud of yourself from what you've achieved. I know there are people that come to you sometimes for advice, which you give, he says, quite freely. You don't seem to give yourself enough credit for it. Would that make sense to you?
Most probably, yeah.
Okay, because I feel that you certainly have mediumistic tendencies, because I know that some of the information that you give seems to come quite easily to you. So would that make sense as well?
Yes, I definitely am.
Okay,
tilting
so
towards
there's definitely... Yeah, absolutely. So there is definitely guidance there and influence from spirit. Probably like me, you won't remember everything that you say. I certainly remember very little, unless there's something for me to teach my students with. But you do help enormously. Okay. As I'm saying that, I've got a red cross, as in ambulance or something like that. So
yeah.
I'm not sure whether he's talking about you giving help, but you would understand that.
It's symbolizing an aunt of mine with the Red Cross.
Ah, okay. Because he
on the other side.
Fantastic, because he's giving that as a confirmation, and I didn't really understand the context, but he said, just tell her, that's fine. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. I'm seeing some, I don't think it's very, very expensive, but I'm seeing some quite elaborate jewellery with you. He said some of it might be costume jewellery, so I don't think he's entirely certain. But I'm seeing elaborate bits of jewellery with you, so there's a flamboyance there that he approves of. Would that make sense?
On occasion, I put it on. Yeah, I have some nice, you know, costume jewelry that I do like to wear when I'm in the mood.
Fantastic. Yeah. Again, he's given that as confirmation, but he says he wishes you were in the mood more often. I know that you need, you know, to feel that the occasion's right, and even if he says it's just something simple. Would you understand him also saying that he feels that you need to get out more, to mix more? Would that make sense to you?
Yeah. I've been isolating a bit. Yep.
Okay. That's what he doesn't want. As he told me that, he drew a parallel with your mum, as though your mum also began to hide away. That's the phrase that he's used. Would that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay.
I
don't feel there's a danger of that happening to you, but he says
no.
He doesn't want you to begin to go down that road. He understands that you've recognised that you're starting to isolate, and he says, come on now, there's no need for that. Be yourself and get out and meet people. I've got a dog that's come here. I find the colour a bit hard to describe. It's almost a grey brown, if that makes any sense at all. It's kind of a weird colour. This is a smooth haired dog. It's quite tall. I would say it stands about 2.5 feet high. It feels to me as though it would be, I'm no good with dog breeds, a lurcher or a greyhound or something like that. It's not a dog I've seen before, but I'm no expert on dogs. Would that make sense to you as a dog you would either have known? So I don't think you owned it, but it, the dog seems to be connected to you in some way.
It could be, well, there's three dogs I was really connected to. I think one from when I was a real young child, I'm thinking of Bootsy, and then there was Mayana, and then there was this little beagle that I loved so much, but I'm not sure.
It's definitely not the beagle. This is a dog that looks as though it was built for running or hunting. And a bit like a greyhound that, you know, would run after rabbits or hares or something. It's
sounds
got
like
that kind
Tatiana,
of...
who was a Siberian husky. She was always running after animals.
Right. This is a smooth-haired dog. This isn't a husky kind of long-haired dog. I'm sure it will come to mind.
No, she was smooth. She didn't have the fluffy hair.
Ah, okay. That makes sense then. She's just wanting to be reminded to you. She says you don't really need proof of an afterlife, because you've had, she says, a loose connection through a lot of your life. Would that make sense to you?
Yep. People report me when they go over, and I know it's there. I'm connected.
This is what she's saying. You don't really need proof, but she's just kind of come along to say hello to you. I know clairvoyantly, the images are, I wouldn't say they're pin sharp, they're fairly sharp, but I see lots of colours there, so you're quite sensitive to and see colours. Would that make sense as well?
Am I sensitive to colors? You see lots of what? I didn't hear that word.
The dogs show me lots of bright colors, so I know that you are attracted to colors that you appreciate. You know, some colors heal as well.
Very much. You see colors.
Yeah.
Yes.
So she's just acknowledging that you see that. She's sending lots of love to you. I know there are lots of pets that have come through you, and when she means through you, that you've owned, but also being connected with. And she says there's a whole horde of animals there that appreciate having had. Yeah, yeah. Well, she. I know you appreciate this in the way it's meant to be. She says, you know, there's a whole gaggle of animals there that are waiting to greet you as and when the time is right. She says not for a long time yet, so, but
okay.
She's she appreciates that you know. Take her love and the other person. I can't remember who they were, whether it's a man or a lady.
Sounds like my dad.
Take his great love, honey. You take care. God bless.
God bless. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
God bless. Thank you.
Good night. Both of you. Bye-bye.
Well, the thing about doing a show with somebody like Leo is we get a lot of callers, and there's only so much time. And so what you really need to do is call in within 15 minutes of the show starting. You can contact Leo at leobonomo.com, and Bonomo is spelled B like boy, O N like Nancy, O M O. And Leo, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
No problem at all. No, it's been a pleasure, David. And the actual web address is leo-bonomo.com.
Oh.
But
I'm glad you clarified
that.
Well, my apologies to you.
No problem, because if you type in anything resembling that, it will get to me anyway. But
Right. Well, it's best to have it correct. So thank you for clarifying that, Leo. And have a really wonderful sleep, because I know it's after 1:30 in the morning where you are at.
It is, yes, indeed, yes. So I will do. And thank you again. It's been a great pleasure.
Thanks, Leo. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless. Good night, Leo.
God bless. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.